All right, well, we'll end as Memorial Day weekend is upon us. I know a lot of you are already in vacation mode, as it is really the unofficial kickoff to summer for a lot of us. And you know I'm in vacation mode, as I just returned from a 10-day trip to Hawaii. I hosted the trip for WoWo listeners alongside Colette. And man, can I just tell you, truly, traveling with Colette is the way to go. You book the trip and then you just show up. You have the time of your life. They take care of everything. Flights, hotel stays. They deal with all of your luggage from hotel to hotel. They deal with any issue you could possibly think of, as you have your own personal tour manager the entire time during the duration of your trip. Our tour manager's name was Julie. She was with us the whole time. And this person is at the group's beck and call. It is, I'm telling you, truly amazing. Now, something I want to point out first and foremost when it comes to this trip, you know, going into it, I was thinking that all of the islands were going to be incredibly liberal, right? We always know Hawaii goes blue, but that was really not the case at all. Out of all of the locals that we spoke to, they were all so openly conservative. We saw tons of pro-Trump signs and flags still flying, lots of signs about America and freedom. So I finally asked one local fella. He just so happened to be selling jewelry alongside a beach in Maui, and he was rocking a red MAGA hat, so I felt like it was safe to ask him. But I said, you know, I don't understand. I said, Hawaii always goes blue, yet everyone that we've ran into on multiple islands have all seemed openly red. And he said, that's because we are. I was like, what? Come again? He said that the problem is 40% of the jobs on the islands are government jobs. And he said a lot of those folks, for a lack of a better word, are bullied into voting blue. They're told if they don't vote blue, they'll lose their jobs. So you take those, you know, 40%, his words, not mine, and throw in the other, you know, 10 to 15% of people on the islands who are Democrats, and bam, Hawaii goes blue every single time, when in all reality, they bleed red. But enough of the politics. When it comes to the Hawaiian Islands and the trip in general, I have so, so much that I would love to say, and I know time is limited, but let me say this. I also went into this trip thinking that Hawaii was just all about palm trees and sunshine, right? Let me tell you, that is not the case. The islands are so darn rugged and dangerous, but yet they are so darn beautiful at the exact same time. I don't think I've ever witnessed a landscape quite so mind-blowing. I was just telling my producer, I'm actually still having a hard time wrapping my brain around some of the things that I saw. We climbed to the top of a waterfall. No, they would not let us jump off, or we would have. We walked along black sand beaches, stood on the edge of a volcano, an active volcano. We snorkeled with sea turtles, and we stayed in hotels built into and on top of a bed of lava rock along the reef. I'm telling you, some mind-blowing stuff that really, you've almost got to see it to believe it. And all the while, as we're traveling to multiple different islands, we went to Oahu, the big island, and ended in Maui. But the whole time, I just found myself in utter awe of how great and how good God is. None of this was man-made. It was all made by him. And he certainly outdid himself with these islands. Let me tell you that. It really was actually kind of a spiritual experience that I had. You can see photos of a lot of these experiences on my Facebook page. You can find me by searching WoWo Kayla. I still have more photos to post. On top of all of that, the group of WoWo listeners and the handful of people who are on our trip who were not from WoWo Land were some of the kindest souls I have ever met. This was the third trip that I've actually hosted alongside Colette. Two others were canceled due to COVID. But something my husband and I like to do at the end of every adventure here with Colette, we like to pick a word to sum up our group. And this year we chose the word sweet. Every person had such a sweet soul. I could not have handpicked a better group of people. Shelly and Ed bought our daughter a souvenir. Gene and Greg with two G's, he made us feel like, both of them just made us feel like we were their kids, like we were one of their own. Everyone on the entire trip celebrated our 8-year wedding anniversary with us. It was truly such a sense of ohana, which means family in Hawaiian. I also cannot forget to mention Keith and Deborah. Keith surprised his wife, Deborah, with this trip. Let's just say she packed gloves and a jacket instead of a bathing suit. He had her thinking they were going to Alaska. And those are just a few of the folks on the trip. I wish I had time to mention all the memories made with all of these folks. But these are just some of the experiences you get when traveling with Colette. They bring together such amazing people. And it does look like I already have another trip in the works for next year. So if you'd like to join me on that one and find out where we'll be going, stay tuned. Well, news time, it's 5.
Podcasts by Federated Media.